Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Meseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf. We're starting the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Tesim and Beis in the bottom. The Mishnah says, Misha Yederech Haram Meveres Haseich Sadeu. Let's say the Rabbim have a derech, have a way to go through his field. Notley took that way because he wanted it with his field V'nos Lem and Atzad. And he gave them a field from the side, because it's easier for his own field, for using the field for the Zriya, to have his field together in the way it should be on the side. Mashanasa nasan, what he gave, and the Rabbim could keep it. But he doesn't get the new derech, so now the Rabbim have both drachim. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara is a kasha. Amai shaloylo higiyoi, how come he doesn't get his derech? Linkit pizav v'lesiv. Why doesn't he just take a stick and prevent everyone from coming in to the former derech that they used to have? Because he gave them a replacement derech, and now he wants to stop them from going on the old derech. Why do we say he can't? Linka pizav alesav, let him take a stick and stop them. Shamas mina le'ovenin ishdina l'nafshe afilu b'makam seida. We should bring a raya from here that a person can't do a din for himself, even makam seida, because the Gemara thought that the reason why he can't be machzik in his derech that he's taking is simply because it's practical. He can't stop people from going in the derech that they're used to going, and there's no way for him to stop them. To take them to Bezdin, there's no one to take to Bezdin. It's a whole rabbin. There's no way he can make a din Torah against the rabbin. Who's he going to take to a din Torah? And to do it himself, to go himself and physically prevent them with a stick, that the Gemara says, that's called Avadin Ishtin Nafshei. And we arrive from this mission, you can't do Din Nafshei, even if there's no eights of going to Bezdin, even if it's a Makam Seda. And that is the Gemara there in Bava Kama. Everyone agrees that a Makam Seda, you could do a Din Nafshei. The whole Machloik is there is, if it's not a Makam Seda. So the Gemara says, three Terutzim. Avzid said, Mishmei Derav Xer Shemit Lam Derech HaKalsay. Really, it would be considered his, and he'd be able to prevent them from coming with a stick, but the Chacham said, no, you cannot switch the fields because you might give them a crooked way, you might give them a way which is uncomfortable, inconvenient for them. So therefore, we don't allow you to do it at all. Rav Sharshi made the Rav Amma B'Naislam Derech HaKalset. Rav Sharshi says, no, there's no Gzeira. If he gave them a straight way, if he gave them a way which is just as good as the other way, so then it would work. And they would be forced to go on the new way. And he could prevent anyone from going on the old way. But the Mishnah is told in a case, Naslam and Atzad means he gave them a way which is a Derech HaKalsin, a crooked way, a less convenient way, and therefore it doesn't work. And Ravashi, I'm a Koman Atzad Derech HaKalsin, he crave Lazer Chayk Lazer. Ravashi says, essentially like the Rashbam says, he agrees with Rav Zvid, that the Pshat is in any case it doesn't work. But Rav Zvid said, it's a Gzeri, you might give them an inconvenient way. And Rav Ashi says, no matter what you did, it's considered inconvenient, because depending where you want to go and where you come from, there's one of the ways that's going to be better for you. Rabbeinu Yonah's Masbin HaMachlokes, Rav held, both according to Rav Zvid and according to Rav Misharashia, that as long as generally this way is just as good as the other way, you don't look at each individual. You look at the Rabbim as a whole. For the Rabbim as a whole, this way has its ma'alas and chesreinus, and that way is ma'alas and chesreinus. But there's no inherent difference between this way and that way for the Rabbim in general. For some yechidim, this one's better. For some yechidim, that one's better. That means they're the same. That's not called the derech hakalsin. The only derech hakalsin is that in general, for everyone, or for most people, this is not a good way. So Rav Zvid says, in all cases, no, it's no good, because Gzeri, you might give them a Derech HaKalsin. Rav Masharashi says, no, it's only in a case we gave a Derech HaKalsin. Rav Ashi says, no, you don't go bust to the general Rabbim. You go bust each individual. Hayais, for certain people in the Rabbim, this is the wrong way, so maybe you can't do it at all. So the Gemara says, V'leimu shak l'ditchu v'av l'didi. So Nada was saying it doesn't work, and he can't stop them from going on the old road because he can't take it away from them, either because he's giving them a derech hakalsein, or because any derech is called a derech hakalsein, or because Xavier he might give them a derech hakalsein. So now he never succeeded in taking away from them the old derech. So why do they have a right to go on the new derech? Let him say, so you have your old derech, so let me keep the derech I wanted to give to you. So the Gemara shakli v'tari, but the basic maskana is because of a new yisayit of Meitzah Shechzika by Rabbim, also to calculate, which we had several times before in the Masechta. And once the Rabbim took hold of something, that's it, you can't stop them. And we'll discuss that soon in the Shia. But first I want to discuss the first Gemara, that the Gemara's assumption was that the Chilufin does work. The Gemara's assumption was that Be'etzim, the Rabbim loses the old one, and they have to go on the new one, and he gets the Rabbim's thing, because he made the exchange, and therefore the Gemara had a kasha, so why doesn't he get it? Why doesn't he get the Rabbim's road? Why shaloi lo yigiyai? The only possible reason the Gemara thought of was because he won't be able to physically take it over, because there's no way to take the Rabbim to Beis Din, and lo yavadin eshdin el nafshei. So the Rishonim are bothered. Why does the Gemara make that assumption? And according to Rasharish, it's true even lemaskon if he doesn't give them a derech hakalsein. Mehecha teisa, you could stam take away the derech harabim and give them another derech. Mehecha teisa. Who agreed to that? How did you repossess? How did you manage to switch the derech that the rabbim were going to the other derech that you want to give them? So the three malchim and the Rishonim to explain this. The Rishbam, he says, Kloimar, Lomali Takinale Chachamim, Shiidnale Rishus Lassim, Derech Menatzad Balkarchan, Sheim of Sidin Klum, the Kagain Zakaifan Almidas Dain. The question is, why isn't there a Takanas Chachamim that here you have a Derech Ram going through his way, and that's causing him a problem because he's having a problem planting the field with the Derech Ram there. Putting it Menatzad will be much more convenient for him. For the Rabbim, it's exactly the same. What's the difference if they have this derech or that derech? So the Chazal should make a takana, al skayven al midas stayim, that he should be able to do it. And that the Gemara answers, no, Chazal didn't make such a takana because they were afraid that people take advantage of the takana and give them a derech akalsein, or and the Chanami they did make that takana, but in that case of the Mishnah gave them a derech akalsein, or a Chazal didn't make a takana because it's always considered a derech hakalsim because you're always inconveniencing somebody. But that's how the Rishbam learns the Gemara, abazunder takana. So Rabbeinu Yehuda is bothered by Akashi. He says, you don't find such a thing. You don't find this akaifan al midas taim to force somebody to exchange his property with another property if for him was saying it doesn't make a difference which property he has. And for you it makes a difference. So that means that we force him l'chatchila to exchange his property with you. Mechatesa. And yours is a kasha. The Gemara in the first parak is machleik. It's Rabbi Nev Yosef when you had two yarshim, and they're trying to split a karka, and one of the yarshim said he wants half of this field because this half is right next to a field that he owns anyway. So Rabbi said you kaifen al midas taim for him, it's worth it for him. For the other guy, it makes no difference. What's the difference which half of the field he gets? Mashenkin, for him, he needs this field to be next to his other field. So you kaifa no midas taim. And Rav Yosef said, no. Malina bekenichs to the bay by Mary. And Rav Yosef said, so Shaila, what it means? Rashi says it means he could say he happens to like this half of the field better. And Taisus says, the pshat is other Abba, he wants to make money on the fact that you're gonna need this field before. Gan Sasugi before. But really, we pass him like Rav Yosef, you don't say kaifan al midas taim. So why over here would you say kaifan al midas taim? So Rabbeinu Yehuda answers that here we're not talking about that the Rabbim actually owns the derech. If they would own property, you can't replace someone's property with your property because you need it more kaifan al midas taim. But here it's a schus to go in. Like we spoke in other shiurim, the derech that we're discussing is a schus, it's a shibud. It's bemis in his field. He owns the entire field. Now the Rabbim have a din, a schus, a shibud, to make a shortcut through his field. So b'chai gavna, you're not switching a ownership. You're not taking over somebody's property, replacing with your property. All you're doing is, you're saying they have a schus to go for the field. You're telling them, instead of going in this place, go in that place. That's a shenish gefrelach. That you can hear more of a kaifan on me this time. To take away someone's property, replace it with yours, on me this time, that you don't find. But if they have a schus to go through the field, and you'll tell them, listen, I'd rather you go in this place than in that place. So now the Gemara held in Svara, you should be able to do that, except for the problems that the Gemara says of Naislam Derech HaKalsim, Seir Shemin Derech HaKalsim, or everything is called Derech HaKalsim. But in Svara, if it makes no difference, there's schus to go through the field, You should be able to determine if their schus is here or their schus is there. I said there beni ayin geshmak. Later in the sugi, he mentions a kasha that he's bothered with, that the Mishnah earlier, when we're talking about someone who has a gina lefnimi ginasa shel chaveray, and the dinim about the derech, and then the Mishnah says, nasle derech min atzad midash shnehem. If they both agree to the derech min atzad, so there's different dinim. So you see, klar is Dr. Ben Yaina, that even by a schus of the derech, he can't stop make the derech to go min atzad. He doesn't answer the kasha. Maybe you could say, Pashit, that Mishnah we're naming on, that the derech is a longer derech. And that's why I need dash shnehem. Ashenkin, in this Mishnah, we thought that Pashas Lagabi the Rabbim, it doesn't make a difference. If not, like we were saying, we're dealing with the whole Rabbim, so this is good for him, and this is good for him. Ashenkin, the derech to go, Pashas, the regular derech, is the shortest way, and the Menatzad is by definition the derech HaKal Sein. The Ritva brings from his Rebbe a little bit similar to Rabbein Yaina. The Ritva learns up the Mishnah that the Ram of a derech b'seich sadeyu means not that they have a specific derech. Their derech is to cut through the field wherever they want. And also, he continues planting the field wherever he wants. So it's inconvenient for both of them. It's inconvenient for them because they have to dodge around his plants. It's inconvenient for him because people are trampling through his entire field. And that could destroy his plan. So the Gemara thought, Menasvar Avada, he could go and say, instead of cutting through my field wherever you want, you can still cut through my field, Gesundheit, but I'm going to make for you a pathway, and I won't plant it, so you'll gain from it because I'm not planting it, and you'll only go on the unplanted part. Hazayda Gemara thought, that's the Pashtus. Now, because either he's talking about he gave a Derech HaKalsin, or Xeri may take advantage and give him a Derech HaKalsin, or a Vashi Svaris, that's always going to be a Derech HaKalsim for some people. That's why he can't do it. It's a little similar to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that the Pshat is they have one Derech, and he wants to give him a different Derech, but since they don't own it, it's only a Schus, he should be able to change it for what's more convenient for him. The Ritvaz from his Rebbe is saying it's only when they don't have a specific one, he wants to make it specific, and that will be mutually beneficial, so maybe they would be glad to do it. But Luli Ben Yaina, I would think in the Rashbam, it might not be so shver the whole kasha, because when you're dealing with a yachid, avada that you don't find, that a yachid's mechuyiv to switch a karka with you if you need the karka more than he does, and for you it makes no difference, if him it does, it's up to the yachid. He could decide. And a chrami, if it makes no difference to him, we'll take a switch it, avada, meet the stayim. But Bezlin can't go and say that it shouldn't make a difference to you when it does make a difference to him. I think even Rabbi would only say by Yershin that it being chaylik, not stam if somebody owns a karka, which happens to be, you want to build where his karka is and you need it for your shopping development, then you give him a similar karka, that he should have to give up his karka to meet his time. For whatever reason, he doesn't want to. We wouldn't say that. But when you're dealing with the derech harabim, with the rabbim, so there's no one to talk to make the exchange. And the pshat is on a rabbim, you don't say that rather they want this, not that. It's a rabbim. It doesn't belong to anyone. There, it's more mistabra than such a thing where, had there be someone to talk to, had it be a yachad avadi, he would agree. So chazal be misak and they do with the rabbim. That's why I think pshat in the Rishbam is. But Al-Kapanim, this is the first pshat in the sugya. Why the Gemara thought that the exchange would help, and the Gemara thought the only reason why it doesn't work is because Layavid Inishdin and Afshay won't be able to enforce it. And they might have to give different reasons why it doesn't work. Yenoislam derech HaKalsin, Zeir Shemin derech HaKalsin, Kol derech Menatzad is HaKalsin, because it's Karl Vazer Rachel Gazer. But what's the Svar, why it should work altogether? You have the Rishbam's time because of Kaifan Amidas time, since for the Rabbim it makes no difference. Bezin should be Misakin, that he should be able to give them a different derech. And we have Rabbeinu Yonah saying it's only because it's not an ownership, it's a schus. And the Dvar that says it's only, the Dvar brings from his Rebbe the Pshat, that he's making from the Rabbim going through any part of the field to going to a specific part of the field, which is mutually beneficial. Now the Ramban brings Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam learns up that we're talking about that the Rabbim had a derech, but it was avdal hen derech, like the Gemara says later about the other Shiloh of Rabbim Shabiru derech Latzman. It was avdal hen derech, and the rabbim picked the derech not because that was the derech, because they didn't know where the derech was, so they just picked any derech at random. So there the Gemara named on that since they just picked the derech at random, it wasn't pshat that we know that it was their derech, so he would have a right to say, no, You can't just take any derech you want. I'll give you a derech. And since we don't know where the original derech was, and he's willing to give them a derech, so the Gemara thought Avadi should have the right to go and force them to go on his derech, which is more convenient for him, because we don't know they own anymore. That's what the Gemara thought. The only problem was le'avin inishdin el nafshei. And that the Gemara answers, no, he gave them a derech akalsin, and we know for sure he didn't have a derech akalsin. Or we're afraid he'll give a derech akalsin, that's why we don't let him have the choice of picking the derech, because once you let him have the choice, he could pick a derech akalsin, and will come out a chayif for the Rambam, but no one would be able to challenge him on it. It's a kidru de shutfi, he says. It's not worth it for any one person to challenge him on it. But I'm not sure if he this what's Rav Ashi's pshat. If Vinishvi, we don't know what their derech is, so what's wrong if it's Karl Lezeh v'Rachel Glezeh? The Maisa Mehechet Teisa, these people have the schus. Maybe those people have the schus. He doesn't say klar. But that's the second shot in the sugya. The reason why the Gemara thought he could make the exchange is not the fact that we knew that the Rambam had this derech and now he wants to change him to another derech. That if Adda, the Gemara wouldn't have a havamini he could do. But the pshat was the Rambam had a derech and they didn't know where it was. And they just picked one derech at random, and he's switching them to a different derech, and that the Gemara thought he'd be allowed to do. But the Ramban, and the Rajba, the Ridva, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ran, they say a third pshat in the sugya. And they say the pshat is, avad stamazai, a person can't go and exchange the Rabban's derech with his derech, because it's more convenient for him. But if the Rabban is maskim, then he could. So if the Rabban agrees, everyone agrees not to go on the old derech and to start going on the new derech, so the Rabbim is maskim, so then it's chal. Vaisa is such a thing called a public consensus to your trade. You make a trade with the public, you make a trade with the Rabbim, and the Rabbim is maskim, and then it works. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How come shaloi lo yigia, if the Rabbim is maskim, why can't he now stop everyone from going on the old way, because the Rabbim was maskim to go on the new way? Why did the Gemara assume that the Rabbim was maskim? Maybe the Mishnah means that he took the Rabbim's derech and he gave them another one without the Rabbim's eskama. So then why is it mashinasa nasa? That's what they said. How come mashinasa nasa? Why what he gives is considered given? He has no right to do it. The Teretz says it must be the Rabbim was maskim. Well, once the Rabbim was maskim and they started going on the way that he gave, so now he should get the other way, Velinka Pizra Velesev. And then Echanami. Once the Gemara explained that it's not Chal, so then the Gemara explains, so why can't he take back what he gave to them? So the Gemara answers, since he gave it to them already, and they were Hezika Barabim with his Rishus, then it's also the Kalkoi. Now, Shtalzach Lishayla, why did the Gemara assume from Mashanosan Nosan that it was Chal? And Shaloi Loigia, we have a Kasha, and that was saying a Teretz of loya v'dinish dinin nafshei, that you can't do dinin nafshei, and that's the most kash of linka pizza v'leisiv, and sarai loya v'dinish dinin nafshei. Maybe fakert. Maybe the shaloi lahigiyoi. That's meikir adin, because the rabbin was not maskim, and mashanasa nasan is because of, could the Gemara should bring a rai from mashanasa nasan that loya v'dinish dinin nafshei. He's not able to stop the rabbin from going on the path that he gave them, even though it's not chal, because loya v'nish din nafshei. Why did the Gemara assume that if it says mashanasa nasan, that means it works, and shaloi lo yigiyah is because he has no way of stopping them? Maybe fakert. Maybe shaloi lo yigiyah, that means it doesn't work, and mashanasa nasan is because he had no way of stopping them. So zog der Ramban praktish. If the deal didn't work, he'll have no problem telling everybody, sorry, deal's off, and they'll all go on the old road. The Gemara didn't think he would need a big stick for that. The Gemara thought, if the pshat was the deal doesn't work, and mashanasa nasan is because he has no way of stopping them, that's not likely. He'd be able to tell the people, don't go on this new way, you're supposed to go on the old way. We heard you gave it up, yeah, but it didn't work, so you go on the old way. But if the other way, if the deal really worked, and now they're supposed to go on the new way, but there's always those guys that don't want to change, they're going to stay on the old road. That the Gemara thought he'd have a problem with, and the Gemara thought that the reason why Shaloi Laigi is because he has no way of stopping them, because Loya Vinish Din Nafshei, he can't stop them with a stick. That's what their Ban says. Their Ban says a little more geschmack. He says, if the Pshat is that the exchange worked, because the Rambam was maskim. But now there are some people that are still going on the old road. So there, you want to take something from them, bidin, it's yours now, but it was theirs. So you're trying to take something from them that's now yours. That, the Gemara thought, that's called a din, and there's a din of le'avin in his din and nafshei. So you wouldn't be allowed to take a stick and stop them. You'd have to come on to the halach of avin in his din and nafshei. So that's what the Gemara says, shema min alo avin in his din and nafshei. But if the exchange doesn't work, and the thing is that people are going on the new road, even though the exchange didn't work, and they're still going on the old road, and the Rav tells you, no, you can't stop them from the old road because the exchange didn't work, they were never maskim, but they're still going to go on the new road. That's not called avinin shdidin nafshei. Even if you're loy avinin shdidin nafshei, but if someone's coming to steal from you, then you're not allowed to take a stick and stop him. That means he's taking your thing. If the exchange worked, and they still want the old thing, so the pshat is, you want to take a thing that was theirs. Yes, it's bedin, now it's yours, but they're still holding it, so you need a bezin to take it away. Loy avinin shdidin nafshei. But if the exchange didn't work and they want to take the new way, it's not that I want to take something that was theirs. They want to take something that's mine. Then I'm a vandal to take a stick and stop them. That there wouldn't be any havman of vayivin and shdin and avshay. That's like the rat. Al kopanim, that's why the Gemara thought it would work, because the Rambam is maskim. And what's the teretz of the Gemara? Of gzeirish shem itin lem derech ha-kalsayin, or nois lem derech ha-kalsayin, or kolman etzad derech ha-kalsayin, because it's karel v'zeh v'rochuk v'zeh. Aye, the Rambam was maskim. What would be the problem of a kalsin if the Rambam's maskim? So the Ramban says two svaris. One, he says it's a gzeir derabanan. Even by neislam derech a kalsin, it's a din derabanan. We don't want people to make these deals with the Rambam and cheat the Rambam, even if the Rambam is maskim, because it's a kidshut veishutfi. The Rambam, there's no one in charge. So mele, everyone pushes it off on the other one. So mele, either the pshat is when it is a derech hakalsin, or it's always a derech hakalsin, or xeri you might give a derech hakalsin. The rabbanan got involved and said you can't do it even with the rabbis of skama. Or he says another pshat that if you taka giving them a derech hakalsin, then the rabbis of skama is not as skama. Because if it's a normal deal, so if you have the consensus of the rabbin, then it works. Now shenkein, if someone's getting cheated, so even the echad misayfa ilam could be ma'akiv. You don't have that skam of everybody in the rabbin. Anyone who wants to use this road, anyone had a schus to use this road, you have a scum in general. So if it's a normal deal, so that scum works. If it's a derech hakalsin, then that scum doesn't work because anyone's allowed to be ma'akiv. That's like the Rambam shat in the Gemara. So at three pshat, then what the half minute should work, the Rishbam says, I'll kaifin al midestayim, because for the Rambam it doesn't make a difference, and for him it makes a difference. So mail kaifin al midestayim, that the Rambam should go in the way that's more convenient for him. We had Rabbeinu Yonah that said it only causes a schus, not a kinyan. We had the Ritva that said because the derech wasn't a specific derech, it was a general derech, he wanted to make it a specific derech. But that's one malach. We have the Rabbeinu Tam that's talking about it was avdalem derech by sasada. You didn't know that this was the derech. It was avdalem derech. They picked one and he wanted to give them another. And we have the Ramban and the other Rishainim that the reason why it works is because they're maskim. But even if they're maskim, a derech akalsin doesn't work. Either al satakana or because even a yachid could be ma'akiv. So lemaisa it ends up not working because it's a derech hakalsin or exeriv a derech hakalsin, but he still can't take back what he gave them. The Gemara says because meitzah shakzika barabe masul lekalkaloi. Now the shaila is what is the kisayit of this halacha? What's pshat in this halacha that meitzah shakzika barabe masul lekalkaloi? What's the time of the halacha? Why not? If it doesn't belong to the rabbim, just because it was a gzika by rabbim, like in our case, where the transaction didn't work, and the rabbim still get to go on the old road, and the Gemara says, so let him take back his road, and the Gemara says, no, meitzah shel gzika by rabbim asur lekalkaloi. What's he said? Why can't you be mekalkalit? And if we understand what the svar is, we might also understand better the limitations or the parameters of exactly when is it asur lekalkaloi, when not. So Ashton's Taisus early in Afyud Beis, and it's also the Mordechai over there, and it's brought in the Ramah and Simon Shinai and Zayin. They say it's Dafko and the Rambam did it Bershus. And the Chayyid of Gemara is Mavur that way, because the Gemara asked in Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbam Gazlonim Ninu, how could it be that the Rambam could go and be buried the Derech for themselves and stam go and take over someone's field with chiram gazlanim dinu. So the din of meitzach shigz barabim is dafka when the rabbim did it b'rishus. The emes is not all rishayim hold that way, although there are more paskas that way in Simon Shinai and Zion. But the Goyin brings down there that Rashi in Bava Kama in Daf Chav Ches in Bava Kama in Perek HaMeniach is mashman he holds even shaloi b'rishus. That's the din, because Rashi says the din of Meitzah Shigzika Baram applies to answer the question, why Shaloi Lo Higiyoi? And that's why he doesn't get that Shaloi Lo Higiyoi, that's why his exchange doesn't work, is because the Meitzah Shigzika Baram, the Ram will continue going on their own road and he'll have no way of stopping them because Meitzah Shigzika Baram also l'kalkalai. So that indicates that even though it's Shaloi Bishus, because he made the exchange was Chal, and now they're continuing on their own road, Shalei B'shus, it's also Asa L'Kalkalei. That's in a Goyin that learns up the Rashi. The Emes is the Perish Mishnayis here in Rambam. The Rambam also says that the reason why Shalei Lo Yigiyai is because of Meitzah Shigzik B'ram Asa L'Kalkalei, the Pnei Shleimai is Medayik Eifenar, that the Rambam seems to hold that once we said the din of Meitzah Shigzik B'ram Asa L'Kalkalei, we don't only need that teretz for the Mashin Asan Asan, but that teretz is also good for the Shalei Lo Yigiyai. We don't need the terutzim of gzeirah shemitin derech hakalsin or neisle derech hakalsin or kol minatzad derech hakalsin. We don't need that anymore. Even if the exchange would work, he still won't be able to take over his derech because it'll be a meitzah shigzika b'rabim. And that would indicate that even shaloi b'shus is din that way. What would be the svara for that? I mean, the gemara asks a kasha v'chiram gazlonim ninu. But the emes is, when we have to say a pshat, because there's mavur in the gemara that when the Gemara said that Rabbi Eliezer said, Ram Shabiru Derech La'atzman Mashabiru Biru, Ram that took over a Derech, they get it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Ram Gazlonim Ninu. So if Yidol Merav said, it's only by the case, Gan Sha'avdlam Derech Ba'is Asada. It's Dafka when the Ram anyway had a Derech, Hashal is which one, and they chose one, and that's good enough, even though normally by a Yachid, it's up to the Baal Asada to decide which one he has to give. But the Rabbin, whatever they choose, they get. The Rishbam says, because Rav Kebezdin Damu. But then the Gemara says that according to Rav Baravuna, that says, Ein Alacha Rabbi Lezer, so he obviously didn't learn Rabbi Lezer in the case by Avdam Derech Bais Asada. Because why would he say Ein Alacha Rabbi Lezer? It's a good Svara. Gemara says, Man the Masniha Le Masniha, which means that according to Rav Baravuna, Rabbi Lezer was saying, without Avdam Derech Bais Asada, the Rav could just stam take over a Derech. So back to the question, the Chiram Gazlanim Ninu. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says, so what is the Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer? The Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer is the Ram have a din like a melech. Just like a melech pirates gather, he could take over whatever he wants. The Ram and Musa, not as a chiluk, the melech could do a lechatchila. Whatever the melech needs, he's allowed lechatchila to take. The Ram have a lechatchila, they're not allowed to just take whatever they want. But with the Evan, whatever they do works. The Ram have a din melech. So this you can learn in Rashi Yom Avakam in the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam, that's the Gemara's Maskana L'Kuli Alma. That Meitzah Shigzika B'Ram Asa L'Kalkalei is a pshat that the Ram ever did Melech, even Shaloi B'Shus, the din is whatever they do, they win. But it's a little schwer that the Sugyas HaGemara, the Shankal V'Taya doesn't stim so good, like the guy in S. But that could be one shita. L'mais, like we said, there are more paskas out the way. There are more paskas Dafka B'Shus, like Taisus and like the Marilchan, like all the Rishayim here also, Mavur, that's Dafka Din when the Ram did it B'Shus. So what is the pshat of Meitzah Shigzika B'Ram Asa L'Kalkalei? So the Rishbam says of art, Meitzah Shigzik B'Ram Sheshveya V'Tekniu L'Hiluch, that the Meitzah was something which the Rambam went and made it smooth, and were masakin it to make a special shortcut. V'Abalim Yodu V'Shasku, and the Balim saw this and didn't say anything. Asal Kakle, the Vandi L'Rabbi Machal. Avandi was Michael to the Rabbi. Sounds like a Svara. And there's an Umdana, that Avandi, he wouldn't allow the Rambam to go and make a ganze shortcut, and he doesn't say anything. Avada the pshat was, he agreed with the Rambam, and he agreed to make the Sechelik of Shiz Rambam, is Meichel to the Rambam, and the male, that's why they're kind it. But the other Rishayim and Amash, by the way, the Milchama says, Elosh and Kevin, the Achzik, Achzik. Once they have it, they have it. You can't take it away from them. He doesn't explain exactly why. Rabbein Yenis says, it's also the Kalkulai, because it's also the Mitzayer, the Rambam. The Meiri says, because the Rambam have a din like Hektish, have a din like Shemayim. Once they have it, you can't take it away. Sounds like the Rishayim, the Ramban, Rabbein Yehuda, the Meiri, they name on, could be it's a bezunder to Kanas Chachamim. Now you can't chep it with the rabbim. That's what the Gemara is. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Asa l'kalkulei. The Gemara is not explaining why it's theirs. The Gemara is saying asa l'kalkulei. You can't chep it with the rabbim. No, vas. The rabbim can't do whatever they want. If they go and stam gazel avad, you could link a pishuv leisim. But if they're v'im b'shus, even though it doesn't belong to them, but they're v'im b'shus, that's it. They take it over. There's a din of asa l'kalkulei. But the Rishbam says different. The Rishbam says, because his vade machalahem. Vaish is not stamad din, it's asatim makalka what the rabbim have vishus. It's a din that we neman that he was maichotem, and neman it's theirs. Now, it's a bissel shvei with the Rishbam, is the Rishbam says, Vakolshke mesnisen shenoslam uderech biyadayim. Hilch ma shenoslam noslam goin shechziku. And since you see that if the rabbim go and take over a derech, and the balam's yodah vishoska, so vade machalahem, so they could keep it. So Kol Shkenir, when he gave in the field, be a diet. But the problem is, here it's a Vada Mechila B'tais. He only gave them the field, be a diet, because he wanted to take over the other one. It was more convenient for him that the Derech should be Menatzad. And Memele Kedei, to get him out of the Emtza of the field, he gave him the Derech Menatzad. But now that he can't get him out of the Emtza field anyway, he finds out there's a problem, because Naislan Derech HaKalsayin, or Gzei Shimin Derech HaKalsayin, or Kol Menatzad Derech HaKalsayin. So he finds out that he can't get him out of the middle of the field. So Avada Ba'ifin Zetz and Umdun and Demuch, he never gave it to him. He gave it to them as an exchange. If he's not getting his, Avada like that's where is Kasha. Say Shakul, do when I take mine. So if the site of Meitzah Shekzik Baram Asal Kalkuli is that we assume if he was Yodav Ishasak and he allowed the Rabbim to go into his property, Vada Machalem, how could you stell it to Mashinasa Nasan? Here, Avadi gave it to them, but it was a tais. So why shouldn't be able to take it back? The Pesach Tshuva in Shinayin Zayin, he brings the Shalos Tshuvos Bnei Yeshua and the Shalos Tshuvos Beis Ephraim, and they're both oimin on this, that even though it says Vadei Machalem, but even a Mechila B'tais, that's also called Bishus, that also has a din of Asa L'Kalkulei, but they don't explain it. At least I didn't see any Hezber. Then the Beis Ephraim says, if there's an Umdun and a Muchach, that he only was giving to them temporarily, and he didn't mean that they should have it permanently. So then, Lefidah Rishbam, that's not called the Meitzah Shalzikabaram. He says it's not Daima to Mechila B'tais. Mechila B'tais was Taka Tais. But Al Kaponim, he intended they should have it permanently. So even though it was B'tais, of them, Kumtandina Meitzah Shalzikabaram, Masal Kalkalai. I don't understand why, but that's as I state. But if the intention, you have an Umdun, and the intention was only temporarily, that's not called the Meitzah Shekzik Baram altogether, the Fidah Rishbam, because he wasn't Meichel to them. He wasn't Meichel to them on a permanent basis at all. I just want to be Meir. It comes up, Haintik Ashayla comes up pretty often, that somebody, there's a shortcut that goes to his property. People in the community use his property as a shortcut. And then after many years, he wants to sell the property. So for Shteitz Chanut to sell the property, he has to close the shortcut. So come with the money that the Paiskim are ogled to say that there's a tshuva from the Maria Kayin, for Friedrich Paisik, the Maria Kayin, it's in Chayshim Mishpach, Helech Haftes, and it's brought in other tshuvas, that he says, we don't have the din of Meitzah Shekzik Baramim today, because since today all real estate transactions are done with a deed, so therefore, here, where the Rambam don't have a deed, Ad Rabba, the deed that he has is mefurish, that all this property is his. So in Meila, there's no Vadei Machalem. Normally, it's a Vadei Machalem. Because why would he let the Rabbim take over part of his property? How is he going to get it back? A Vadei never intended to get it back. A Vadei intended that they should have it permanently. But here, since he has a deed, so what does he care if they go through the property? Whenever he wants it back, he'll have the deed. The deed will say clearly that it's his. So Meila, we don't have a Vadei Machalem. So just basi rak lawyer. That loimi baya, like we said, from the Mulchamis, from Beni Yaina, from the Meiri, that then aiming on has nothing to do with Vadei Machalem. Then aiming on Stam, as though since the rabbin with the Ibrishus. So Mela, that's a din. It's also the Tzayer Sarabim. It's also the Kaklai, the rabbin of a din Shemayim. So according to them, Zuchadisvar wouldn't pass. But even like the Rishbam, Lechay, you can't learn it's a Pashid of Mechila that there's an Umdin Das. That he was Meichel, because why else would he let him through? Because then why would it work in this case when it's a Tais? When he clearly gave it to them, I'll ask to get the other Derech, and he's not getting the other Derech. So why don't you also say that Avada, Daitatach, he didn't give it to them. When someone makes an exchange, he lets someone have something, al das to get something back, and the exchange doesn't work. So rather the guy has to give it to him back, even though he gave it to him. So why wouldn't you say the same thing here? And it's not mamash the same as the Reis Ephraim, because there was an umdana that he only wanted it for a certain amount of time. Here I don't see that you have an umdana that way. So it's arachin if it's a klar yisvara. You have to first understand exactly pshat in the Rishbam, what's vade machlem, how does it work when it's betais? We got me a shloyer. A lot of times the owner feels, he asks the shayla, and the paisa told him that the chuvis maria kain, or whatever it is, the psak, that's hayais, now there's an umdani, he wasn't meichel because he didn't change the deed, and he could be saimach on his deed, so he don't have an umdani, he was meichel. So good, he could be saimach on that. V'yesh la'ir k'sas, l'chayir from the Rishayim in this sugi, it's mavur, the rabbim is the muchzik. That's why, l'mashal by avdam derech b'yisr sada, we say l'kuli alma, even without the din of meitzah, sugi m'ra masal l'kalkulay. By avdam derech b'yisr sada, you say mashabiru biru. Even though normally you could say, what do you mean? I can give them derech, I want to give. Only come because in manav shuch, there's a derech. We don't know where the derech is. So I'm the muchzik. I can give them the derech I want to give. But the Rishayna Mamavur, once the Rabbim chose the Derech, they become the Mozik. It's the Chur, the Rabbim that are going through the Derech Rishus, they're the ones that are the Mozik. The Rabbim Kataina, that we're still let it go, because Kimli, like the Rabbeinu Yaina, like the Miri, like the Mechamis, said it's not all Tzmechila, and even Fila Rishbam, maybe this din is not worse than Mechila B'tais. It's not up to the owner to decide he wants to be Seimech on the Shittis. That you don't have Meitzah Shezikim Barabim, L'chayr, the Rambam and the Mosek, they could say that they want to be Seimach on the Sheet to say, you do have Meitzah Shezikim Barabim. But I'm not coming to Paskim B'chlal, I'm not coming to Kvei Masmeris in this, Basirak La'ir, I've had in any actual Shail, you have to ask the Dayanim, you have to ask the Bezin and do whatever they say. And now let's go right to the Gemara Sakashiv Rabbi Leza, Rambam Mamai Kanila. According to Rabbi Leza, it says that Rambam Shabiru Derech La'atzma, Mashabiru Biru, what kinyan did they make? What kinyan did the rabbi make when they chose a derech for themselves? So Gemara answers, Bi'ilucha. They made a kinyan by walking in it. The Tanya, like the Braisa says, Halach b'la'arka l'rach b'kana makim ilucha yidiv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, when you walk in a field, you kind of the place where you walk. Chacham say, no, walking in a field is not a kinyan b'chlal. Kinyan of a field is a chazak. You make a chazak, you know, gadur uparatz, you make a fence, or you break open the fence, or you lock the door, you make some sort of a ticket in the karka, that's a chazak, walking in is not a kinyan. That can the Gemara. So the Rishayim are bothered with the kasha. Why is this question only according to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbim, Shabiru, Derech Latzim, Shabiru, Biru, we have a question, how the kaina? What about in that Mishnah? A Mishnah that says, Mashanasa, Nasa, Mashaloy, Leiki, eh? How are they kind of it? What about the din of Meitzah Shechzika B'Rabim Masal Kalkulay? That's not Rabbi Eliezer. Everyone holds that way. Same kasha. How are they kind of it? So the Ramban and the Ridva say like this. Not the Ramban. The Rajman and the Ridva say like this. The Rajman and the Ridva say that in the case of the Mishnah where they were given a derech, or the case of Meitzah Shechzika B'Rabim, which is, like we said, according to most Rishayim, the case where they have Rishus, so there, the derech that they're taking is an official derech. They were given a derech. They have rishus to make a derech. It has a din derech. And the Gemara says later, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Chanina, Maidim Chacham Rabbi Lezer B'Shvul Shul Kram, Hel V'Nasa L'Hiluch Nikna B'Hiluch. That the Maida by Shvul Shul Kram, if you have something which the way you use it is by walking on it, so then walking on it is a chazaka. It's not a karka, walking on it is not a chazaka. But if the entire usage of the karka is walking on it, that's Shvul Shul Kram. So then walking on it is a chazaka. So male, it's not Shvei the Mishnah, or the case of Meitzah Shechzika B'Rabim, because in these cases, we're talking about a derech. It is a derech. What's a derech used for? It's used for walking. It's like a shul shul kramim, where the chazaka is by using it in the correct way, the only way to use it by walking on it. But Rabbi Lez's case is Rabbi Shebiru derech latzman. Whether it's a case of Avdalei derech b'yisasada, Or like the man Yom, and it's not talking about Avdalem Derech Beisasada, but they went into a field, either because they had a Derech there and it got lost, or they didn't even have a Derech there, they went into a field and took a Derech. So when they took it, it wasn't a Derech. It was a regular field. They're being kind of a Derech in a field. So that's not a Shvul Shul Kramen, that's a field. So that's why you have to come on to a Blessed Chiddush, you always kind of kaka behiluch. Now, a lot of Yishanim can't hold this way, because Tosis, the Maskil B'Shul Shel Kramin, and the Ramban, and the Ran, and other Yishanim, they say that Shul Shel Kramin is Dafka. Otherwise, let it say, Maidim Chachamim B'Derech. Why Shul Shel Kramin? A Shul Shel Kramin is only meant to walk. You're not supposed to do anything else. It's a Shul Shel Kramin. You got to be careful with the Kramin. You just walk and that's it. Mashenkin, another Derech, a Derech in a Sada, for instance, they do other things. So the only time you could be kainah with hiluch is when the only ishtamsh of this karak is hiluch, then you could be kainah with hiluch. But most of the times the derech has other ishtamsh, and also use it a little bit for other things. You rest there, you do some shochim there, some meila, then you're not kainah b'hiluch. So lefizeh, and mishnah is not tumah b'shul shel kramim, meizah shezikah b'ram is not tumah b'shul shel kramim. See, if I have a shverikait. The Rashi would bring that Rabbeinu Chananel holds he wasn't gerus to Rabbi Elazar b'may kanila. He was stam gerus b'may kanila. But they're bothered because what's the Gemara's teretz? The teretz is yikainah behiluch. That's only Rabbi Elazar Shitasa holds yikainah behiluch. The Rabbanan don't hold hiluch as a kinyan. See, you won't be able to learn the Mish that way. The Mish is not like a das yachid like Rabbi Elazar. Rav Yehuda Marav also Meitzes Chazik Barav Masul calculates Halacha Pesuka doesn't only go like a Das Yachid like Rebbe Lezer. So the Rashi Vav Teretz that when it's a Derech already you kind of behiluch, but that's only according to their Shita. But the Akami Rishonim say even in Derech and that kind of behiluch Dafka Shul Shul Kramim. So back to the same Kasha. Why is Kasha only according to Rebbe Lezer even according to the Rabbanan and the Mishnah Mashen Nasan Nasan or the Ikad Dinah Meitzes Chazik Barav B'may Kanila? So Rabbeinu Yehuda says. That Meitzah Shezik B'Ram is not a kasha. Rabbein Yehuda goes to Shitasa, like we explained, that Meitzah Shezik B'Ram is not a kinyan b'chlal. Meitzah Shezik B'Ram is a loch, it's a din, it's an iser, it's a din, it's a tekanes chachamim perhaps. You can't be mitzayah the rabbim. If the rabbim are here and they were here b'shus, if they did it shalai b'shus, they're good. Link of his relation. But if they're here b'shus, even if they're not kainit, you can't kick them out. So you don't need any kinyan. So the Mishnah Mashanasanas, and that's because of Meitzah Shechzikah Barabim. Meitzah Shechzikah Barabim Machlal doesn't need a Kenyan. Stam. The fact that the Rabbim is there, you can't kick him out. That's Shittas Rabbeinu Yehuda. He said the Machamis is Mashanah by the Meiri. It's not a Kenyan. So Ibizai is not a Kasha. Mashenkin Rabbi Elazar of Ram Shabiru, Derech Latsan Shabiru, Biru, that's not a din of Meitzah Shechzikah Barabim. They didn't do it Bishus. Either the Pshat is Stam Rabbi Elazar holds you could do it Shalai Bishus according to Rabbi Baravuna, and even according to Evgidol Merav, it's of the land derech, but they took over a derech, because it was of the land derech. So there, you need a kinyan. There, the Gemara's cash was my kanila. But again, that teretz would be very good at Ben Yonel Shitasai. But the Rishbam says that the site of Meitzah Shechzikah B'Ram is because Vaday Machalahem. So it's mashma that you would need a kinyan. So if the Rishbam is mahalach, unless the Rishbam happens to hold like the Rashbam and the Ridva, that any derech is good enough. It can answer like the Rashi Midva, that when it's a derech, he gave it to him a derech b'shus, so mashenos and us, and it's already a derech, so it could be kind of behiluch. But like we said, Kamer Yishayim argued, they said it's dafkidim by Shul Shul Kramim, so we still don't have the teretz. Why is it only Shrei according to Rabbi Eliezer? Why isn't it Shrei Stam, according to everyone, according to the Rabbanan, that the Mishnah says mashenos and us, and how are they kind it? And what's it in a Meitzah Shezikah B'Ram? How are they kind it? Where's the kinyan? So the emphasis is Taisus really answers the kasha l'daiti. Taisus says Reb Lezer Rambam Aykanila the birulam derech mashma b'loishum tikkun b'beir ba'alma. The words birulam derech is mashma without a tikkun. What's Taisus coming to say? I think Taisus is coming to say that bishleim in the mishnah mashenasan asan. It's a case where they made a tikkun. Where when he gave the derech to the rabbim went and prepared the derech was and made it into a shortcut. And Bemis, and that's what the Rishbam says, Mufurish by Meitzah Shechzikah B'Rabim, the Rishbam says, Shveir v'tiknu l'hiluch, that they went and they made it into a shortcut. So that's Mamash HaChazaka. That's a ticket in the karka. It's Davka by the case, Reb Lezer says the words, Biru lehem derech, Biru is mashma b'breir ba'alma, that they didn't make a ticket. Azai is very meduik in the Rishbam also. When the Rishbam explains the kasha, he says, biru, biru, There's a bother with the Lashon Biru. They chose. The Ravim chose the Derech. How did it kind of with choosing? The Mishnah's not Shver. The Mishnah doesn't say they chose. Mashe Nasa Nasa. And so male, they made a Kenyan. Meitzah Shuzik B'Ram means that they made a Kenyan. But Ram Shabiru Derech Lansom, they chose the Derech. It doesn't sound like they made any Kenyan. How are you kind of with by choosing it? So Terah says choosing it means they walked on it. That's how they chose it. And Rav Lezel Shetasel's walking is a Kenyan. And the Terah's Chaim Mamish says it's all Mefurish. As I think it's Mamish Mefurish in the Shemam and Taisis. Umezem Avur, and he said over from the Shal Shetuvah's Pnei Yeshua. And he says, the Rishbam is mashmet, the whole din of Meitzah Shekzik Baram is dafka when you mashvit and you masakin it. And he says that the other Rishayim don't say that. The steamers of Rishayim are mashma, that just by walking on it, they already called the Shekzik Barabim. This is the machlekes. The other Rishayim that hold that walking on it is called the Shekzik Baram, either they hold like the Rashba and the Ritva, that Vibaltit is a derech, because they got it Bereshus, it has a shame derech. The male, every derech in the world, you kind of, by walking on it, not lav dafka shul shul krabim. Or they hold like the Beni Yena, which I think the Mechamis and the Miri also hold like, that Meitzah Shekzik Baram has nothing to do with Kenyan. Stop, if the Rabbim used it, you can't be Mesakin, it says that the Kanas Chachamim, it's also the Kalkali, you can't be Mitzayah the Rabbim. So if I did it, wouldn't have to be Mashvit and Mesakin it. Has nothing to do with Kenyan. Now saying in the Rishbam who holds that it's Hazvadai Machalem, and they have to make a Kenyan, and the Rishbam Estama holds that even if it's a derech, if it's not a shvul shul krumim, like Taisus and the Ramban and the Ran and other Rishayim, that if it's not a shvul shul krumim, even if it's a derech, you can't make a kinyan just by walking. It's dafka din in shvul shul krumim. So, Mel, that's why the Rishbam holds. You have to be mashvim mesakin in order to have a kinyan chazaka. So, because of the three mahalchim, why dafka according to Rabbi Lezer, why did Gemara's kasha was according to Blezer and Gemara's teretz also dafka Rabbi Lezer, you have the problem of my kanila, but not according to the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, and not according to Rav Yehuda that says, Meitzah Shekzik Barabim. You have the Teretz of the Rashban Ridva, that it's Dafka Rabbi Lezer, where they went into a Sada that wasn't yet a Derech. So how were they kind it? Mashen came when he gave them a Derech Bereshus. So it was a Derech, so male they could be kind of by walking. But that's only if you hold its Lav Dafka Shvul Shul Kramim. Well, you have the time of Rabbeinu Yainu that Meitzah Shekzik Barabim is not Alts Kinyan. So mele, you don't need a chazaka b'chlal. But that wouldn't stim with the Rishbam that says, kuzvan de machaloi. Or you have this tam, like the Rishbam says, kol, the Meitzah Shekzik Baram is talking about they made a kinyan chazaka. They were mashu and masakin it. And the Mishnah mashu and asa nasa also could be talking about they made a kinyan chazaka. It's dafka b'lez, it says, biru, that's not mashu, they made any kinyan chazaka. It's mashu b'stam they chose. So mele, the Gemara had to say behiluch. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the Rabbi Lezer, Amar Rabbi Lezer, my tam and the Rabbi Lezer. The Ksiv Kum is Salak Baris Larka Larach Pekilcha Tanena. He says by Avraham Avinu, go walk in the land because I'm giving it to you. Vaisis is a Kenyan of walking in the land. Rabban and Hasim Mishum Chivusa the Avraham with the Kamalei. It wasn't also a Kenyan. It was a Chavivus to Avraham Kadesh Neich Lich Lichshvish with Nevanav that he walks in the land. It should be easier for his children to conquer it. So Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Lazar learned it out from Avraham that Avraham was kind of the land with walking on it. Rabbi Kivega on the side is Mitzayin the precious Drachim. When he means him at Zion, it's the famous Parshas Drachim, which has the big discussion, what was the status of the Avos of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim, Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah? Did they have a status of a Yid? Were they already completely a Yid? Or did they have a din of a Ben Noach, also L'chumra? That's what he declares. Did they have a din of a Goy or a Yid? So the Parshas Drachim brings a Raya from this Gemara, they have a din of a Yid. Because the Rambam says a guy doesn't have a kinyan chazaka. A guy is not kind of a chazaka. Chazaka is only by a yid. And here it says, we're learning at Hilchus Chazaka, how to be kind of a karka of a chazaka from Avraham Avinu. Vayistayis Avraham Avinu had a din of a Yisrael. Vayistayis a Mefurish Yigamar that a din of a Yisrael. As I tie it to Parshas Drachim, that's what he's been saying. So in this Indian, I want to say a shtickle, which I had for a while, and later I found the Mamash come out the whole thing in Rabbi Chanan. In Kaivet Shurim, it's early here in Bava Basra. So on that view, it's Eis Nun Dalet in the Kaivet Shurim. The Parashas Drachim has a ganze Shaila. The Avos, before Matan Torah, did they have a din of a Goy or a Yid? He starts off with some Achalikas Achreinim. Then he brings it some Achalikas Rishainim. Then he brings it some Achalikas Tanon. Until he finally gets it some Achalikas Yosef and the Shvatim Alein. There's a lot of ra'ayis l'kan l'kan, and kama other mechabrim discuss it barichus. But me, I don't understand the shayla b'chlal. I think the Pesher Adavir is Pashit, and later in Mamish Kamat, I saw this whole thing in Rabbi Chanan. I'm saying it over in my Nusach Abyssal. Because Hab Shita, that Kaida Matan Teira, there was no Teira. Matan Teira wasn't done yet. There was a Matan Teira. By Har Sinai, after Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, there was a Matan Teira. And before that event, the Matan Teira, was Kaida Matan Teira. So that's Pashit, that the Avis lives Kaida Matan Teira. So anything that was a schadish by Matan Teira, they didn't have. That's klar. The Gam Shita, from this Ryan, from Kama other Ryan, said they already had a Din Yisroel. The Din Yisroel was a schadish already. They were both a bris. The Eivishter made a bris with Avraham Avinu, and they had a Shem Yisroel. They weren't Goyim. The Avos HaKadoshim were not Goyim. They were Yidden. They were Yisraelim. The Shvatim were not Goyim. That's Parshat. And the Kama V'Kama Rayas to it, besides for this Gemara, like the Parshas Yochanan brings the Gemara by Yerusha, that the Gemara says that a guy is Yerush Aviv Dvar Torah, because it says Yerusha Le'esav Nasati is Harsei, the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Zayin, and the Gemara says, V'dumi Yisrael Mumashani. You see, Claude, that you can't learn at Dini Yerusha of a guy from the Avis, because they have a din of Yisrael, and Esav, the Gemara says, maybe he's Yisrael Mumashani. The Gemara needs a Hezbah, but that Kavan of Dashtet Mefurish. And the other one, the Gemara brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says someone who hits the Yisrael is Chayiv Misa, because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzvah who hit a Yisrael. Vayis is ever din of the Yisrael. That's the Evshel HaHachish there. So whenever you find that there's a Chilik Din between a Yid and a guy, so we have to clarify, what is this Chilik Din? Was this Chilik Din is a Pshat because this Din was Neskadish by Matan Torah? And the male of Kaida Matan Torah, there wasn't this Din. And male, that's why Goyim, who didn't have Matan Torah, don't have this din. So if under that din, wouldn't apply to the Avos, because the Torah wasn't given yet. Or this din has nothing to do with Matan Torah. This din has to do with the Shem Yisrael. It's not a din that was a Skadish of Matan Torah. It's a din that's totally in the Shem Yisrael. As long as it was a Shem Yisrael, they have this din. So Ivazai, like I be that din, they have a din of Yisrael. So I'll give you a mashal. One of the things that Parashat Yerachim speaks about is, let's say, the Avos or the Shvatim shechted a behema, and it was still mefercheses. A guy who shechts a behema, he does a perfectly good shechita, but a guy shechts, so mele is nevela. And when it's mefercheses has din like a chaya, you've cut off a piece of meat from this animal, it's eva min achay, a guy who eats it, it's chayiv misa. If a yid shechts a behema, and it's mefercheses, so then, a yid didn't have a din shechita, so then, shechita is clear that it dies. And even a guy is now allowed to eat it. Because miyik and midi, the Yisrael Shari, l'akamasa, even a guy is allowed to eat it now. Now, what makes this chilek? How come when a guy shechs the behema, the mefecheses is still called alive? And when a yid shechs the behema, the mefecheses is not called alive, and the male is no din evim and achai? Avada, the din shechita causes halacha. When was the din shechita neschadish? Avada by Matan Torah. Because before Matan Torah, there was no issa nevela. The Avos HaKadoshim will not eat Nevela. They kept Kol HaTorah Kulal's Einim Mitzvah V'Aisa. They had no chiv to keep it. The Shvatim is a shayla if they kept it. After the Shvatim Parshas, they didn't keep it. So you can't say there was a chiv shchita already. There was no mitzvah shchita. There was no chiv shchita v'chlal. Shchita was a schadish from Matan Torah. So by me, it's Parshat that if the Avos HaKadoshim was shechta v'hema and it would be mefecheses, avad it would be din of Eivim and Achai. Rabbi Chanan brings also, you see that the Arayis, the Gemara brings Arayis, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin brings Arayis and Dine Arayis. And what are the Dine Arayis? Menach brings Arayis from the others. Avraham married Sarah, Achaisi Basavi, Achloi Basimi. The Gemara brings Arayis. Like Abi Amram marrying Gadasai. All these things, the Gemara brings Arayis that these things were mutter for Bnei Noach. And there it says, because the parish of Arayis by Yisrael wasn't said yet. So Avada, they were mitzvah in their eyes, Ibn Eynayach, it's Pashit. Well, he talks about, let's say, the din of a chai behem. That by Yid, if he's besakane, he could be daicha any mitzvahs of a chai behem. A guy, not necessarily. A guy doesn't have a din of a chai behem. L'chayra, the chai behem was in Skadish of Matan Torah. L'chayra. I don't know for sure, but l'chayra. But let's say the din that a guy is nerag b'dayin echad u b'eid echad. And by a Yid, you need edim and asra. Could be that was in Skadish of Matan Torah. But could be not. Could be that din was already there. Once they were Babibris, they became Yisrael. There's no din that they'd be killed. And Dini Yerusha, that vaistais from the Gemara in Kedushin, that as long as they had a Shem Yisrael, they had Dini Rishus Yisrael, not the Dini Rishus Akum. And Dini Kenyanim, it's Mavur from that Gemara, that as long as they had a Shem Yisrael, they have Kenyanim Yisrael, not Kenyanim Akum. Anytime you find they have a Din Yisrael, you have to say that that Din wasn't Skadash Shemat and Torah. But any Din that was Beherich in the Skadash Shemat and Torah, they didn't have the Din before. So the Parashas Yochanan brings a Ramban at the end of Parashas Emor, that has a Machloikis, Rebbein et Chachmei, Rebbein et Tzefatim, and the Ramban. The Chachmei et Tzefatim, the Baalei Taisus say that the reason why the Ben Ishi Yisrael is for who Ben Ish Mitzri, the reason why he had to be Megayer was because since it was Kaidim Antaira, the din was Kaidim Antaira, but Umma Salai Chacher Azacher. So he really was a Mitzri, but he had to be Megayer. Says the Malamich in his Gayer. In fact, the Rishonim, why does he have to be Megayer? His mother was Jewish. Terry says the mother Jewish is Nafka din after Matantaira. Kaidim Antaira, he had a din of Umma Salai Chacher Azacher. The Rabban says, no, I hold, once they're Baba Bris, Bagayim Lo Yischashav, they have a din Yisrael. And Mimela, Sakhtar and Ban, if after Matan Torah, a Jewish mother makes the mother Jewish, even though the marriage is Be'isser, Kolsh came before Matan Torah. So the Parashat Shachim says, oh, so you have a Machlaikas Yishainim, if they were Goyim, a Yidin, the Mefurish, a Machlaikas Yishainim. Taisus says they were Goyim, and Mimela, that's why Eloich Acher Zachar, because they're Umais, and Mashang and their battles are Yidin, and Mela goes back to the mother. Well, the Fiend Vereinu, the Pshat's like this. Machlaikis or Rambanah Balitaisis is this din that a Jewish mother makes the kid Jewish. When was this din Miskadish? Taisis holds that din was Miskadish or Matan Torah. In Matan Torah, there's a Xerus Akasuv that a Jewish mother makes the kid Jewish. Kaidah Matan Torah, it wasn't that Miskadish a din, so it had the regular din of Umas Leichacher Azachar. Rambanah's no. The Rambanah's Yenid din wasn't Miskadish or Matan Torah. Yenid din is Namaswara. It's Namaswara that a Jewish mother makes the kid Jewish. Adarabba, it was the Skadish Afka that a Goyish mother makes the kid Goyish. That was the Skadish of Matan Torah. But the din that a Jewish mother makes the kid Jewish, that wasn't the Skadish of Matan Torah. Mima'ayin din the Ramban, and Duchzuk, you'll see like what I'm saying. And like I said, Rabbi Chana Mamash Kamat says the same word. You can look it up in Kaivitz Shurim, earlier Daf Yud, it's Eisen and Dalet in the Kaivitz Shurim.
You have been listening to the Shurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.